Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're all having a great night. We have quite a few people calling in, and we will be doing free readings. Those of you know me as Psychic Jethro. I was born with the gift of being able to see auras, and then after a drowning experience, I was able to hear and sense. And for those of you knowing, I've been doing it a couple years, so I'm looking forward to giving you those few minutes reading. For those of you who are really new to the 515-605-9732 number, call in, make sure you hit the one, come on in, we're here. I say we, I've got a phenomenal guest tonight. We're going to be going into some of that fantasy realm, some of that stuff that you guys really love. You're going to emotionally really love this when this author gets on, because any of you who want to open your heart or are heart open are really going to enjoy the two books that he has out there. So I got a lot of you kind of guessing in here. We've got people connecting. Jethro, what about having the psychic roundtable? You've got the idea. We're going to do the psychic roundtable here in one of the future shows. Tonight, me and Stephen is the name of my phenomenal guest, Deborah Zay. And so those of you connecting in, I'm going to tell you all about Stephen. I've got it. What's going on, Jethro? What's going on is we've got a fun time tonight. We're going to go a little wild. The wild is that you'll be getting some free prizes to those of you that connect to the website there. Go into the website of www.psychicjethro.com. Let me know you're here. I won't ever share it, but I need to have a snail mail because we've got some amethyst tonight. We're going to be giving away one of the wonderful books from our author. We're going to be also giving away some of those readings. Those of you who've been connecting with me since California, this is 11 years running, this show. A lot of you asked for the Christmas special where we give away free readings and things. What we'll be doing is I will send them to you email, and then you can just put in the code and get a half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. Or if you're really curious about it, we have some other prizes you can have. But just, you know, text me there. I don't care if you use another name, but I just need to have something that I can connect with you to, you know, give you the prize if you want it. We have a couple of friends writing in a little bit here, and just enjoy the time. I've got Jethro. I don't know how come I got your show. I just found it. It came up to me. Well, it's meant to be. Welcome, Dina. What we're going to be going and working with you tonight is that we're just glad to see. Speaking of that name, those of you know Dina Flanagan up there in Maine, we'll put a prayer out for our True Blue Psychic who started the show with me in 2012 in California. So I'm Psychic Jethro. You kind of got a little bit of a taste of how I talk. I am very high and wide-winded, so you want that psychic quick and energy. I do ask when we pick up the phones, I will give you out the first code when I do the free reading. Make sure those of you, I go in order. So if you get kicked out, don't worry. I'll try to get you back in. We only give a mini reading here. So what I'll do is get your name, get permission from you, and give you what I'm getting, what the guides are saying, and that few minutes to talk and confirm, and then we'll go on to the next one. So this is the appetizer. I'm glad you made it in. Those of you know with me and have been, I've been reading almost 30 years from Sedona, Arizona, on through to California. That's people writing in right now. Jethro, I can't believe you're back. I can't neither, but you know what happens? No, I'm teasing. I'm in Florida. We're looking forward to this going. I'm going to go ahead and open this up here, and I want to read this a little bit to you, those of you that are connecting in. You know, Stephen Deborah Zay was born in Hollywood, California, and he grew up in Manhattan Beach and Newport Beach, California. Yay, all of our Californians. He worked as an audio engineer and as a grip of technician on movies, commercials in Los Angeles, where he's also produced his own films for corporate and non-corporate companies. His love of music led him to work with variation music artists as a manager and consultant. And we're going to work on the fact that we're going to hear about his latest things that he's done, and that is The Princess Garden of the Secret and The First Queen of Noor. How you doing tonight, Stephen?
Great, Jethro. Thanks for having me.
We love having you here, and we've got a wild audience, and they're listening to you. Stephen, I will read out a few of the questions we got here, but I'd like you to tell them a little bit of the story. How did this come about with your career and things? Obviously, a lot of creativity, and here you are, an author of two books that are very good. They're very heartfelt. You know, I have read them personally. They feel they're a story that takes you along where it's going. How did this all come to be, Stephen?
Yeah, it was a perfect synchronicity that got me to write, because I wasn't really a writer. I had worked in the entertainment industry for about 20 years, and I was working with a publicist friend of mine, helping her with some of her clients. And there was one client that writes screenplays, so I was helping her with her stories. And she said to me one day, you know, you're very creative. Why don't you ever write a book? And I said, well, I'm not really a writer. And then I found out this lady is what my friend calls a prophet. So she, you know, she's a Christian psychic, so to speak. And I did not know that. One day she had a word for me. Yeah, it was wild. She had a word for me. She says, I'll tell you what, I see you writing. Well, first of all, she told me everything I knew to be true. She told me about my mother and my sisters, what's going on in my life, and she was right on target. And then she said, well, I see you writing, and you're going to be writing books, and it'll be on screen and stage. And I thought, uh-oh, this lady just went off the rails, because that's not what I have planned. And then I had to, you know, admit to her, well, I'm not really a writer, and writing, the thought of writing a book scares me, you know, because it's what a daunting task. You know, it's a lot to think about. And she knew what she saw was right, but she couldn't justify what I was saying. And finally, she said the words that changed my life forever. She said, well, you don't have to write. And I thought, well, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, you're a creative. You can just create the story, come up with characters, chart it out, have fun with it, and then at the right time, you can partner with a professional writer, and then you'll be good. And I thought, well, that's great. And I got so excited. I got off the phone and I came up with a story immediately. And it was a story that came out of my heart, because I'm not writing really to be commercial. I'm writing just kind of stories that I like. And so this first book was about impossible love, you know, about, you know, a royal and a commoner, and they fall in love with each other, but neither one knows about it. So what happened, to make a long story short, is I found a writer in Hollywood that was very prolific in television, and he said, this is great. I love your story. I love your idea. Let's do it. And when it came down to it, he wanted to change everything. And this story already had a heart. It already was charted out. It already had a spirit to it. And he wanted to make it a little more cutting edge, a little more sexy, a little more violence. And I just had to, you know, let him go. And I said, I'm sorry, that's not the story. And I was a little bit angry, but I started to write myself. I had all the elements. I had already written some scenes. And I just started to write one day. I thought, well, I'm just going to write a short book. And it's really to pitch for a film. So I knew I could write something almost like a synopsis. I thought it would be a children's book, but it turned out to be just a book for all ages, and ended up going over 200 pages on the first one. And it was an amazing experience, because I didn't know I could write. I didn't want to learn how to write, because that would totally screw me up. So I made a bunch of mistakes in the beginning, but after about 10 pages, I knew I could do it. And it's a miracle. Jeffrey, what happened after that?
I love it. And those of you who haven't read about Bethany and Adam, you've got to get the book. We're not going to give the whole thing away, but you guys can feel it. And thank you so much, Stephen. We've got people writing in here. You can get it on Amazon.com. And those of you who want to look on, Stephen has his own website. Let me spell it for you. It's STEPHDESBRISAY.com. And Stephen, it's just a phenomenal book. And I have you hang on here a sec. We got people pushing our sponsors to do a reading. So those of you looking in, we've got 805. You're going to be live here on our show with Psychic Jethro, and I will give you a mini reading. How are you doing, 805?
Hi, Jethro. Long time. No talk to you. This is Dawn out in California. Nice to have you back.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the talk to you, Donna. What are you thinking about this? Here you are in California. We got this wild man that was started in California, now in Texas, with a phenomenal book. What do you think?
I think that's fabulous. Wow, definitely. Sounds interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Love it. Well, Donna, you know how I've done this. You've had me do it before. I just need permission from you if you'll just tell me your name and what area. Because I did see you have a lot of responsibility. You seem to be... I'm feeling a lot of energy towards you, so go ahead and give me the name, and I'll have your guides tell me what's happening there.
Okay, I'm Donna, and I'm from Santa Barbara, California.
Thank you. I saw, Donna, that what I'm getting with you, and I felt this as heart and emotion with you. I feel that you're handling things here. You seem to have hit a system where in Santa Barbara, what's happening there in California for you is this is where you need to be, but I feel like there's a little bit of yearning in you. How do I get through some of this? This feels stressful to me, you know, but you are responsible. Mm-hmm. I keep getting that word. Your guys are on, like you're responsible and handling over here. You have some other friends helping you, right? And I feel like you've got some creative, but it looks like this is a part of your life where they're wanting to slow you down or have you help over there where getting ready for what you want, business and career. Finances is what I'm seeing.
I'm
better
kind of
year,
retired.
2024.
I'm going to be 70 soon. What I'd like to do is meet a companion that I can travel with and do things, someone special in my life. Do you see that happening?
I saw that, but I feel like part of this is you're ready. You've got your life over here. That's what they were talking about. You are responsible handling, but I did see the person. I feel an emotion here. I feel that you've been asking going, but I feel that it's not real close where you are. I feel that's what's happened. This person's going to be moving there or coming. I feel like you've got candidates there, but they're not, I don't want to say viable, or they're not, your guys want that special person that you can love, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have totally. A few miles,
yeah.
But you're not taking the bait. So,
yeah.
Looks like a couple months. There's what I saw, Donna, and I'm going to go with that in 2024, the same yes. And I did see that it would happen in a way that where you meet, you connect there. I feel this person's from out of, not living there in California now, but is moving there is what I'm feeling. And I feel you guys have that. Yeah. That's what I get. And let me know. You know, and thank you for contacting us, Donna, and happy season. And hope you get to turn in for Christmas. We're going to give away free prizes. I've got some rose quartz and things to bring in new love. And
thank you so much, Jethro. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Love it. Those of you tuning in, there was Donna from California. We're going to be giving away some more readings. Hang on there, 267 other ones. We got Stephen Debrezay here. How are you doing, Stephen? What do you think of that? You got fans already checking out the book.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, I was going to tell you, the book wasn't originally written to sell. It was written specifically to pitch for a film. Because I know people in the industry, and that was my original intent. So it's not many people know about it, but they're learning more and more about it this year.
Oh, and that's the thing, you know, and those of you listening in, earlier he was telling us, for those of you that are coming into the show a little bit late, he... You know, Stephen was really not a writer, and a person talked to him, a friend of theirs who was a prophet, letting him know that so he could have it. It's there. Was that a lot of our authors and people, were you amazed how easily it flowed for you to put the book together once you sit down? You know, Stephen, tell me a little bit about you and your writing and your when you're in your zone.
Well, based upon the word that this my friend, the prophet, said, you know, I had total, because everything else she said was true. I had to have total faith that she said this would be made into a film someday. So that gave me the confidence to just go ahead and try. And it did. It was easy for me to write, and I didn't understand that I could do this. I had always dabbled maybe in lyric writing and different things, and I was good with story, but I didn't understand that I actually could write. And there's a little secret sauce in the stories too. There's a little bit of rhyming poetry in there sprinkled throughout, which people find intriguing. In fact, my agent is at the American Film Market again this year. She went last year, and the stories have attracted attention from some major media corporations. And I can't really mention names, but they're at the level of Amazon, Netflix, Sony, Paramount. So I'll just say it's one of those. And It will be a film. And probably in 2024, they'll begin working on it.
I love that. And Stephen, those of us tuning in, we've got people connecting. Stephen, I was feeling this. We have a psychic in Iowa. She goes, I can feel that you have somebody that loves you on the other side that's helping you. Somebody you were helping in their life, and this older person seems to be with you. Am I correct that you may have a person in the past that you love dearly?
Oh, yeah. Well, the one I was helping is my wife's mother that lived with us for the last 10 years of her life, and I was actually her primary caregiver for the last couple of years because I worked from home and I could take care of her, and she lived with us. And she has shown up many times, and I know that she's trying to help. I also feel like I have help from my father and mother, both on the other side. And when I first started writing, I could feel it. I could just feel this is like a mandate, something I had to do, get some messages out. They're very specific. There are lessons in these books that the world needs to hear, so I've been told. And this is what I feel like I got from some of which came from my ancestors.
I love it. And I mean, those of you who tune in, you've got to check, especially the Princess Garden of the Secret. I was so impressed not only with Adam's character. One thing that you'll see here with Pat Bethany, as they start to really connect, and that there is some things there. I love one of the things that really took me, and this is a book for those with open hearts or for those who need their hearts open. And those of us who are intuitive, this is right along. You understand everybody that's coming in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. How many of you have been predicted by me, other psychics, other people through the years? And what I found really miraculous as I started really reading the book is you can feel that. There's definitely the guides. There's other people. You know, as you guys read there, and I read a little bit with his biography, and I'll read a little more on it, you know, with Stephen come from a career that is very, not only creative, very strong, but working with production, working on these things that he has done. You know, the musical part I thought was a little bit, some of this feels like lyrics. It's very excellent. Different places, things they say, they rhyme. You feel this really positive, intriguing characters. You know, Stephen, it's definitely phenomenal books. And those of you connecting to Psychics Gone Wild, we're on today with Stephen Desabray, you know, and they said that it was also becoming more of a strong connection with you as you were talking about your family, things going there. You know, what you brought up in some really good things, Stephen. Now, are you connected? I kind of gave it away. You're no longer in California producing. You're in another state and everything while this book's getting out there.
Yeah, I currently reside in Texas with my wife. Her children are here, so we moved to Texas. So, but you know what? Southwest Airlines, it's about like 3 hours away.
No, you're okay. Go ahead. Interestingly enough, you can't leave us with a cliffhanger. What?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying it's we're in Houston now, so it's about the same distance to Costa Rica. So, you know, it's amazing how close we are to Central America here.
I love that. See, and that's what those of you tuning in, this is what we're doing. Look at this motivator. This person's not only positive, doing well, living his dream. Put this out when even you know, like, he, you know, his first thing was, I'm not, and yet he is, and you guys are going to love this book. So I, you know, I'm really highly promoting him, and we're going to be giving a book away here with those of you tuned in at thepsychicjethro.com. We've got a couple other friends writing in, and so we're going to just get a little bit of information. The website is stephendeberthe.com. You guys always tease me. You know how I get all excited. stephendeberthe.com. And if those of you who are listening on the other podcast, you can get us at 515-605-9732. We're ready for you. Come on in. We got other friends on to be doing some more free readings. We've got a couple in the queue, so we've got other people connecting and coming in. For those of you that know about our Facebook, definitely go into the psychicsgonewild.com room. You can catch me there at Jethro Smith. You know, you look up the room and ask to join. We're giving away things in there all the time. We will be having the Christmas special. We have some new psychics coming up. So those of you who are ready, who remembers our, you know, we used to do this nightly. At one point, we were doing this 5 to 6 times a week. So we're going to have some new friends coming in. We've got a mediumship here. Zachary's agreed to come in from Florida, and a numerologist, and some other psychics, and so we'll be going around the table. Give a wave out there to Debbie, the angel reader. We got friends asking. Debbie's there in California, still reading, and if you haven't gotten a chance, check her out, you know, and looking at other friends that we've got here. I had a couple friends asking some questions here with Stephen. They're asking, Stephen, the thing is, they love your cover. I've had the most connection with that. Was this cover done by the publisher? Did you do the cover? Who did the artwork for The Prince's Guardian of the Secret?
Yeah, I'm very much about the spirit of the story in the book, and I really wanted an organic, actual artist. So this, both of these are, and it's in the book, and it's on the cover. It's also listed on Amazon. The gentleman's name is Richard Ficker, and it's richardficker.com. He's an artist from Florida, and he painted a 24 by 36 inch painting and both books, and he shipped the painting to me, and I had it scanned, and then the graphic designer created copies for both books.
You just heard it there live, so you're not only getting a phenomenal book by a phenomenal artist. It was just a really great one. This is, and I've had a lot of individuals ask me, this is one, I would read this to children. You know, those of you know with my grandchildren, I feel that it's one of those books that you can share with the family. This is a book you can read aloud to anyone, right? I mean, Stephen, that's the thing that really impressed me is going through it.
Yeah, it's a clean book. It's for all ages. So we did the marketing research, and we ran Google and Facebook ads in the United States and also in the UK and Ireland, because I wanted to see how that would work with a, you know, medieval, loosely based medieval times book. But it was almost even interest from teenagers through 65 years old. A little more, it was maybe a little more female male. It was about 55% to 45%. But I was amazed at how even the interest was in all age groups.
Excellent. I love it. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro with Stephen Deberthay, and we're having a discussion on the wonderful book, The Prince's Garden of the Secret, and the second book he has out, The First Queen of Noor. And very, you know, heartfelt, very loving books, very intriguing. You're going to love the characters, you know, and obviously people are already going, and where's number three? Are we looking at working on three? Do you feel there will be a third one?
I'm working on three, and the entertainment companies that are looking at my book also are excited that I have more to share. They were excited with the first book, but I just came out with the second book a few months ago, and they really are like that one even better. So I'm on my way with book number three as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. We're going to reach over here for a minute, grab the hold of that website. We do the spin. Those of you always laugh, if you're psychic, you should know who wins. What I will tell you a little bit behind the scenes you're catching here is I do have a little help because I can't do it all. So what I've got is someone over here, they put the names in, they put it on the wheel, we spin the wheel, they push the button, and the winner is whatever the computer randomly picks, for those of you who've ever used that system there on Google. And when I opened, Tina Desitania. So she's saying that is her name that she's given us tonight. Well, you've won a necklace and some things here to go. And we've also won the Princess Guardian of the Secret. So I will send that to you out there. You'll get it through. Make sure with your mail and stuff will connect it, and that way you'll get it. And I think what's excellent with the Amazon, you guys know, you'll get it in a couple of days. I was really impressed. And, you know, let us know with the book. We really encourage those of you guys that give us some help here with what we're doing on the radio. You know, you get the book, you read it. I can tell you from my own books that one of the best things that can be the best compliment is to go in on Amazon, give the stars, give, you know, those reviews on there. So not only does Stephen have them there, but it also shows Amazon. I can tell you my first 500 and some books I sold went through, and I forgot to do that, which I learned afterwards is people buying and living in the psychic realm. For those of you who know my book that was out in 2011, the thing that I had later is really worked on it. So I had to go back and get people to read it, go with it. I like those light, fun ones. I really feel honored. I want to thank you, you know, Stephen. We got a couple of you coming in. We're going to grab those phones here for those of you who've been patient with me. And I had someone asking me, well, we're only doing an hour show. We haven't done the hour and a half in a couple of years. We are on, those of you checking in, I will send out to you the different radios, and you can listen to us live up in Canada and other radio shows that do syndicate for us. And we welcome Stephen. We want to thank you so much. I asked Stephen here to come in. He's been so gracious to jump in at the last minute. Everyone knows working with Jester was a little hectic because of my schedule of reading, you know. And right now is the time of the year where we're having all of those psychic parties. So I just thank you. And there's some things you'd like to let him know. Anything you want to tell the audience here that you would like to let him know, Stephen, about the wonderful book?
I know, I just appreciate people looking at it. Up until just not very long ago, almost nobody knew about this other than family and friends, because I have not marketed this at all. The concentration over the last couple of years was just film producers and industry professionals. And that is about ready to happen. So I really appreciate your audience, and I appreciate just the general public finding out about these two amazing books. And I think they will just feed your soul, and you'll enjoy them immensely.
Thank you. I'm going to let you go, Stephen. Now you guys hear that, and you've got a little of this. This is a book you want to buy now and keep. This is going to be a collectible book, not only to read, but one of the things that originally you'll have the first book as it's going into what our country now is doing with a lot of them. And this is excellent. This is a book I would suggest not only to read to your family, but get the book now, because you're going to have a collectible. Thank you, Stephen, and thank you for going wild with me tonight on Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you, Jethro. Talk soon.
Okay. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. We're going to grab those phones. I know a couple of you have been asking me, Jethro, you always have the most funnest people. We like the original people. This man is a very positive individual. You got to meet with Stephen tonight, get the hearing. I think this helps sometimes, knowing the author, feeling with it. I've got friends writing me, how do I get in? Contact me, you know, at psychicjethro.com. I do this show sparingly. You guys have seen that. We took a little sabbatical. So those of you know, I'm in Florida now. I was in California. And ironically, those of you who've been with me know that I've moved across this country three times. I've went from California, starting the show, to Florida, up to Washington, D.C., back to California, and then now back to Florida. So, yeah, I have a Gemini rising, and I very much go with the guides and where I needed to help. So those of you connecting, I want to thank all of you that have been contacting, letting me know you want the show back. We have a good show, and put down the people you want to hear. I have a lot of authors, a lot of friends, a lot of, you know, you guys remember back with me and Patty Negri on Fridays. We also have Dina Flanagan. Put down who you want to hear. Jen, you know, those of her Jen friend there in Vegas. I'm looking through, we have so many names. Andrew Aloha from Hawaii. All these different names that have been coming on this show. Let me know who made you happy. Gary Wimmer over in Texas. You know, we just had our author from Texas, and we got Gary over there. Let me know with a Lithmusy reader from Gary Wimmer. You know, very phenomenal musician. Those of you, the first part of this show tonight, you were listening to his fiance Brooke do the talking, and the music was done by Gary Wimmer. So there's a little bit of trivia for those of you that want to play Psychics Gone Wild and win some prizes there at Christmas. We always give them away for you new people. Make sure you follow. And then I am a very generous person. What I like on Christmas Eve is when my family celebrates it. So what we do is we do a special show on Christmas Day, and I have come on and do the show with you. I will tease you. You guys know since this show has started, I have 8 grandchildren, where I had none when we started, and I have 2 sets of twins. So we will try to keep it down to a minimum, but you'll hear me, them having fun. We'll be laughing for an hour, and we'll be giving those prizes away to you guys that are sitting at home at Christmas and would like to go a little wild with me and some friends. So I'm going to go ahead now and grab the phones. You've been so patient. I thank you. 203, it's you and me. We got a lot of phones coming in, a lot of dropping. 203, can you hear me? This is Jethro.
Yes. Yes. Hi, this is Michelle. And I got you beat, though. I've been cross-country, lived cross-country to back and forth, East Coast to West Coast, four times.
I love that. You know, if you go with where you live, right, you go with what the guides tell you, and other things, season, I love it, Michelle. I welcome you, and I apologize. We had a lot of ones going off. I hope you didn't get kicked off. The computer's a little... I think this show hasn't been on for a year, and it's got to be retrained. I got to be retrained.
I forget. Am I asking a question, or how are we doing this?
I like to go ahead and get permission from your guides. I'm very clear audience. If you have a specific question, I can do it, or you can give me your date of birth, and I can tell you what's coming up for you.
Oh, yeah. 11/29/56.
Thank you, Michelle. I saw the really intense thing of laughing and life. I feel that what they're showing me and happening now, there is a person or someone that is, I feel, you're helping or dealing with what they need. I'm asking if this is a child or a parent. I feel you have somebody that's helping, you're helping them, and they seem to contact or need what they've got with you, Michelle, you know? They seem to be...
I just helped a woman, and now I had her living with me for just 3 weeks. But now I was helping some guy that got fired from his job, so I was helping him. But that's all I can think of.
That's what the guys are talking about. This angel work is being blessed. You are that good person. You know, you've got that light and heart. Is there a question you have? Because I have two of your guys being a little quiet, and I'm going to have you ask me something. Are you looking to see? I saw health is good.
Yeah.
I feel like you're that active girl, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I would like to be active, but I had a number of injuries, so I stopped being active. And now I've recovered, but I haven't, you know, I moved to Georgia, and I haven't really met anybody to hang out with. But this weekend I'm meeting a guy, like a first date type thing from Facebook, and he seems really nice, age appropriate. I think he's cute, and he's really making an effort to come out to see me. So I was kind of wondering how that was going to go.
I like it. I did see that he was very nice. He was able to talk with you and things. But and I love your guys. He's very, I think it's going to be cordial, very nice friends of it. But your guys need a sense of humor. They need someone who can go with things. And I saw him enjoying the time and trying to figure out how you and him. I feel like he's going a little, let's plan something, let's go here. Your guys are a little like, we'll get to know each other, I'll be your friend, and then we'll see from there. That's what I saw. I saw this being a good time. I also saw you enjoying this, like his idea of what to do, how to go do things, some enjoy some things out, you know, you need a little time out. I just got back from Savannah, Georgia last week. You know, I love Georgia.
Oh, yeah. He goes there a lot, actually, and I haven't been there yet because I'm living in Georgia. So are you saying that it might be a real relationship, like a long-term thing or a friendship?
I feel that it's going to build into a long-term, first, really a good friendship. I also saw the really fun thing is not only is he liking you, but he's also really able to do those things, to go to those places, show you some stuff, you know, and I'm really proud of you, the fact that you're looking to have a nice person to be around, and you're working on the fact that okay, just because, you know, the people here, I found some friends, I saw this over. I also saw him, I feel like you guys have had some connection or talk where he's kind of got an idea that you are a person that can help him where he's been a little, I want to say a little sad or trying to deal with things that happen, and he's ready to live and happy and have a real person where you guys can, real love can bloom.
Oh, that's nice. I'm hoping because it seems impossible for whatever reason.
Mm, nothing's impossible. And you know, the guys and I saw the love. I also saw as he starts working and talking with you, then things start to go with his there. I did see you guys going outside, like you guys get together and then you meet and it kind of gets fun. And then him, and that's the thing I saw, is that he's not stuck where he is or handling, but he's just making sure the right thing. And I love the angels. They said it's all the reward you do for other people, helping people in hard times. You seem to have that angel wings with you.
Nice. All right. Well, great. That's a step in the right direction.
Okay, Michelle, and thank you so much. And thank you for calling Gone Wild. And looking over here, I put on the psychicjetta.com and see you could win one of the beautiful necklaces, something. I know with your astrology, really good stones for you with amethyst, sometimes eugenikite, stones that balance mm-hmm. out, and that loving animal totem. They did tell me that you have a little bit of, there's a little kid inside you that wants to live and laugh, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. For whatever reason, I sense that in this guy, too. I sense that he and I are going to be very compatible. I don't know, just this, a sense I'm getting that we're just going to knock around and bop here, bop there, you know, type thing.
I feel that. And I feel the really positive thing is things start to go and it does work out, which is beautiful because I felt that, and that's what they said. Your guys are real clear. It goes from really liking to handling. And then I saw you have like-minded spirits where you want to live and laugh and do things together and both be a part of the really good things. And I think you need a little bit of an adventure. I saw you later in that savannah, and I saw you guys having a good time. And, you know, I'm going to plan another trip back there because I'm a jewelry collector, and I found some beautiful stones, nice people, and Christmases. They've got some really nice things there. You know, that town has history. You know, it's our I know St. Augustine, I stopped there, is our oldest town, but it has so much energy that's just so positive of its own,
oh.
you know, making.
So I have to ask you, are you inundated with bugs? I hear there are big bugs in Florida.
I have, and I will tease you. We had earlier, and I'll tell you the biggest is the cicadas, but they're up in the trees. I haven't seen only a little bit. I never had it. I come from Wyoming, and they do have a little bit about. I'll tell you the wildest thing, and I'm going to tease, is I lived in Galveston, Texas, and they have cockroaches that are big. I mean, they're like a couple inches. You know,
yeah.
They're harmless, but they're just not something you want to play with, you know.
I've seen them. They're huge.
I love you dearly. I got to run. I'm looking forward to, you know, someday Michelle meet you. And thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. Whoops. Hey, Michelle.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. We got this wildest phone thing. It's going, it's doing, it's got a mind of its own. For all of you, this is Psychic Jeff. I hope you're having fun. I'm trying to run through and get with everyone we can. I welcome all of you. I've done this 30 years. If you have a chance, you know, set up a reading with me. I really like the one-on-one. It's a lot different than the radio because I can really connect with you, get in with the energy. But we do what we can here. We love everyone. I got people writing in, Jethro, it's good to see you. When are you going to be back out in Vegas? I am looking at that. For those of you who are in another town, check my website out. This year I went twice to Sedona. I went to California. I had planned, and we've got in 2024 going to Ireland. We're going to Hawaii. I used to be psychic on wheels. So, you guys, I still have that energy in me and free-spirited. So I welcome all of you to connect with me and see if I'll be playing in a town near you. 770, what do you know? This is Psychic Jethro. How are you doing?
Hi, Psychic. Hi, Jethro. This is Maddie. I was laughing at cockroaches.
Oh, Maddie.
Yes. Welcome back.
Well, my God, I love you, Maddie. And I wondered, I've been thinking of you a couple of times. I knew it was time to get on here. I never get to see you unless I get on this wild show, or hear you, I should say.
Yeah. Sometimes I see you on Facebook.
Oh,
you are eating your meals and what have you. Yeah.
I'm an eater. My family go, oh, your head's either in the fridge or you're at a table somewhere.
Yeah, we all love food.
Yeah.
That's true. But I just want to know what my what the guys want me to know.
Okay. Maddie, I saw they're wanting you to know that you've made the right decisions. I saw you've had people, I feel like you had something here going, and right now you're I don't want to say you're cool in your death, but you have something here with this person. This person's there, something with people, and they're making sure you're, I feel like you put some things here where I'll be friends or I'll be here, but I'm not going to let anybody try to take over or run my business, you know? Male, something with people. And I feel like the thing is that you love your freedom. You don't mind being friends or over, but nobody's going to tell you what to do, you know?
True.
Male, I feel like there's another thing they're also saying that you got to be a, I feel like this, you got to watch this time of year with colds or things happening. I feel like this is, we're starting into that time of the year, but they said you got to, you can't just run around like a kid with your shoes off. You got to, you know, take care a little bit, Maddie. You know that sometimes you can get chilled.
Yeah, I'm pretty, keep my immune system strong. Yeah, I work on that with taking the zinc and vitamin C and eat pretty healthy, yes.
I love it. Were you on here? Did you get to hear about Stephen Debrezé's books? These are really good books.
Yeah, I did. I did. The Garden, The Princess. The Princess, I wrote it down. Yeah, I'm going to check it out when I get to the computer on Amazon, yes.
I love it. Well, and you got a hold of me, and you'll have to send to the website. I have you on, and those of you know from years of it, I hope I got the same address. But the first person I talked to who had put in, and I've got over here with the number, and you're the first person. So you have won yourself a beautiful heart necklace, three different stones, and so I will send them to you and what the stones are so you can wear those necklaces when you want to feel, remember the love we have for you in Psyche's Gone Wild.
Oh, what a nice surprise. I'm so happy to hear that. So you have my address, you say?
I'll have you send it again there on Psychic Jethro, or you can message me so it's private on Facebook because I know we're friends there too, you know. Can you believe I'm 50-some thousand friends there? You knew me back when I was like 300 people knew me, you know. You know,
okay. I think the last time I did email you, I think I emailed you. I did win the amethyst. I have it on now. I wear it all the time.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yes.
An email is even better. JethroHelps@gmail.com. You know, so you get it.
Jethro.
Yeah. JethroHelps.com.
Oh, okay. JethroHelps@gmail.com.
And I love you. Going to have to run, but I definitely watch on the show now that you got in with us because we're going to be doing some shows where we're going to do a little longer with, you know, not tonight, but I've got other people coming in. You get to meet some of my students, some of my friends. We've got a phenomenal tie as a really cool numerologist that can take your birth date and tell you really cool sequences that are happening. And he works with the human design, which tells you Qigong, all this. It's just phenomenal. It's, you know, we're ready. Me and you, we're ready for the fun of 2024, right?
Exactly. Most definitely. Wow. I do a little numerology myself for fun as a hobby. Yes. That would be great.
Oh, that's what I feel. That's what I'm right. I thought someday we'll have you on the show. You come in here for fun and we'll just do the numbers and see what you know, I think you've been one of those for years. I'm taking those training wheels off of you tonight. But I love you, Maddie. Got to run, and thank you for calling.
Love you too, Jeff. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All of you tuning in, this is Psychic Zone Wild. It's good to be back. We got some family and friends. There's one of our wonderful people we love so dearly. She's won herself another prize. That's what the wild is about. We just go with it, and we've gone wild. I have a couple of friends writing in here, so we're going to take a minute. Vicky is writing in about what has happened in her life, and I'm looking at the picture. I do feel this person you have to be aware of. This person is not the Marian type. I'm sorry to say this. This gentleman that you sent me the picture, I can tell you that this person, energy and aura, if this is a recent picture, this person's not going to marry for quite a few years. I can also tell you from the aura there that's happening that this person may oftentimes find excuses or different things to do. I'm sorry to say that. I know it's a new person. Just be aware, warning, that you will be the one initiating, and I would be very clear in what you say and hold yourself to, this is what I'm looking for and this is what I'm having. I do see you guys talking, going with it. I also saw later on another person. I saw a light-haired man. I saw him. He was very positive. I also feel that you meet him at a bakery. And that's what I'm getting with that picture and reading that aura. Thank you for sending that to my website there, and that's what I'm having. And looking over here at the king, I saw with you, he wrote into me, I've been living here for 2.5 years, and I'm madly in love with this woman. What do you think? Well, when I look at this picture and I see the energy of you, the two of your pictures together, I do see the aura there. I do see that this is a combination going. This person has something with a sick child. There's something that happened once with their child. So this person has really got a concern about things. I did see you two going together. I did see that this is a woman that you've got to handle a lot of things and be able to be that strength, and I feel that's why you love her. I saw a matching energy there that she has a parent walking with her. Someone has passed. This is an aunt that has passed with her that took care of her like a parent, and she's the one that likes you and is bringing you in. I did see you two working together and some things happening. So thank you for the king. I haven't heard from you in a while, and we're going to do one more real quick, and then we'll grab those phones for all of you that's been hanging on. Jesse, I got the picture here, and I'm looking at the aura with you, and what I'm seeing for your new year is I saw a job change in a good way. I did see you've set your sight, something here, and it looks scientific to me. Let me know with why I'm seeing these numbers. Sometimes they don't give me the whole thing just looking at aura, but what the guys are showing me here in January of 2024, you're setting this. It took about a month for this to be well, and you'll be trained, but this is a better paying job. And I saw here that you take this job, you're working with it isn't numbers of accounting, but you're handling the numbers of the management. You're keeping track. You're doing forecasting. That's what I saw in business, and I saw this is a really good one. I do feel that you've been the job you're at now, I see that you're kind of there, but you take this job outside of the company you work for. So I hope that helps you on you're looking at your future and career. And thank you, Jesse, for contacting us. I love hearing from you guys back home, especially Colorado. Hang in there, Jesse. It's nice to finally get to read for you here. We have a lot of friends asking. The new number is 515-605-9732. Hang on to this number and this show, because we will be coming up with some weekly ones all of November into December. And hopefully with you guys, as we build the business and people coming in, we can all have fun and do it. I kind of stopped a little bit there. We had quite a few people that we went in, and there was a casual little bit of thing, so I took that as a sign. You know, I go, I'm very psychic, so whatever the guides say, we'll do. And so I welcome all of you, and that's why we took a little breathe. I don't know those of you right now, I have not become a father, become a grandfather. You're correct in that in Ohio, but it's a grandfather, and the two sets of twins are my grandchildren. Thank you for the compliment. They do look a lot like me, especially the three boys. There's two boys and a boy and a girl twins. So the little girl, I think, looks a lot like her dad. I feel that, and her mom a little bit. But what's adorable, so there's 7 boys and 8 girls. For those of you keeping up, Ryan's been doing as predicted, you know, having a life and loving his family and got a beautiful woman, you know, and doing really well with those two sets of twins plus their own kids. So all together, we're looking at a family aid. Thank you for asking. We're going to grab one more. We got more time for one more grab of the phone. And I got a Skype reader, I don't have your name, but you can hear me. Are you calling in from Skype?
Yes, hi, I'm Tina from Colorado, and thank you for taking my call, and yes, I'm Skype. I have a quick question. Do you, with your beautiful knowledge, am I going to be able to pick up my income before the end of the year?
Oh, my gosh, I did see... I did see that it's close to it. Yeah, well, you got so much happening, Tina. It's been a while. It's good to hear from you up in the Rocky Mountains. I was out there this year, Montrose, Colorado. I'm feeling that there's something else that's going. I feel like you're having a little bit of other things pulling at you or something here. Have you been trying to get moved, handle the place, or have a place for them to be?
Am I moving?
I feel like there's something about a move, you know, something where you're going to have a better situation, or you're moving things around to situate the house or place with it.
I moved around my place. I moved stuff around, but I'm not thinking about moving.
Yeah, the place, and I feel that was good. I feel that did the right thing there with the energy. I also saw Yeah, so I'm really happy. Like, you've put a new positive strength in there. You've got things happening that are really building for you, you know? And
you got that
you
right.
Seem like
I
you're ready now.
2 months. That's so cool. I read a lot of math in 2 months. It was stupid, but I feel good. You know, I feel happy when I make the mess. When I'm frustrated, I'll take boxes out, and I just throw it out, and then I look around, and I'll take a week to fix it, and I feel good. But anyway, go on, please. Oh, no.
You're really doing it, boy. You're cleaning out the clutter. Everything's good, and you're feeling better, and this is Tina's taking over.
Yeah, I feel better now. I'll sleep. I'm working nice already.
I also saw another friendship. Something's happening for you with some other people that are connecting here. It looks like close to the holidays around Thanksgiving, other ones connecting over and you're helping these friends, and we're good, and they seem to be happy like you. This is what we're going to do, and you seem to do, I feel like I'll help you, you help me, and we're all doing good on the things we've got. There's something with animals with you. I saw where they seem to have a dog, an animal or something, and you're helping them, and they're helping you, you know?
That's good. I am looking at a particular dog that I like to adopt from, she's like a colored woman. He's little. I really told her, I don't know, you think she'll let me adopt her pet? Yeah, but she takes care of him like a baby, like, but her husband is very sick, and it takes a lot of strain.
Mm-hmm. I did feel that. And you know, Party Marty, all of you guys have kept track of the years on Facebook's my dog. He was a rescue, and he's like that. He has his own clothes, his own sets. We laughed at, for the Halloween, he has his own costumes for every year that we've had him, and he picks his own beds, he picks his own stuff, he eats his own food, he doesn't. You know, he's my, I call him my last child. I saw that would do you good with an animal. I did feel the person there with the interest, but I also saw, I feel like the strength that she's having, and it's a lot, and I feel like you kind of like being that surrogate parent or helping her with that, you know, doing the dog, and it gives them joy of them here there. And I feel like the husband's help, it's the times I feel it takes her mind off the sickness and the worry of her husband, you know, having the animal.
Yeah, I'm going to pursue as soon as, and this is something about a friend. I had a right now a real good guy friend for a few several years, and there's something that I really dislike about him. I'm not going to talk to him. I don't know how long. It may be never, and I don't know.
No, you have the right idea. Shut that down. It got different. And if you don't feel good, then there's no sense in having people, things that don't make you feel comfortable. And I love you, Tina. I got to run. Thank you for calling Gone Wild. Definitely, you know, connect with us. You got the new number, 515-605-9732. And I'm looking forward again. We'll be reading you for some other friends. You can meet some of my new psychics Gone Wild friends, okay?
Thanks so much about the doggy. That's good news and all that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you. Well, as we're tuning in, we're going to go ahead with that music for a minute. We have a couple of friends that are writing in. I want you guys to check with us. We did have some fun. Those of you who got into the show and that are coming in, the last of you are coming in a little late. I know we're doing this time. Usually 8 o'clock is more busier, and I want to thank all of you. Tonight we had Stephen Deversay, and he was here. You can look on the site. It's exactly how it's spelled out, STEPHENDESBRISAY. AY.com. And looking at the site there, we got he's the author of The Princess Guardian of the Secret, The First Queen of Noor, and just phenomenal books, heartfelt books. I really promote them. Fantasy, I give them a 5-star, psychic tarot. You're going to love to read them to the kids. You're going to love to read them. You're going to love the story behind it. There's some things there in this that are very meaningful for those of you who haven't had a chance to get the books I'm looking, and I thank all of you that have followed in. I got a lot of you positive. I love it, Jethro. I love his website. We'll let him know. You know, Stephen, I'm on your website. I like what I see here. This is a very good website. I'll be getting your book. We want to thank all of you. Got other people connecting. We're going to be going ahead and giving away another prize here before. We got a few minutes left, and we're kind of going in. I want you guys to kind of hear the song, remember this, and have that energy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of...
And there's your clue for those of you that are tuning in for that trivia for a Christmas party. You want to win the $500 prize. The question is, what female voice is on the original song of Psychics Gone Wild, and whose fiance is it? The correct answer is, her first name is Brooke, and the fiance to Gary Wimmer, for those of you who know our Texas Listmacy reader. So I love all of you guys. We'll be doing some more trivia and things for that, and put that in. Those of you who are getting ready for Christmas, we'll be playing that again. And I know that some of you have won some really big prizes. I say hi to Annette up in New York, one of our big winners, Kathy in Florida. I have a couple of other friends over here in Oklahoma, our girl. I love you dearly, you know, winning that prize and kind of going in. Those of you connecting, Jethro, I haven't heard from you in years. I'm glad you're back. We're going to be back. We're going to be working on it. Can you help me do this? Share the show. If you guys see it up on Facebook, help get the friends in. I know one of the best things we started with this and we love is having those people come in. You're going to get to meet not only some new students I have, but we have some surprise guests coming in again and a lot of these phenomenal authors. So I thank all of you. We're going to go ahead and say go stay wild is the way to be. This is Jethro. Looking forward to seeing you guys on the website or on Facebook, and have a great night. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. The time ran out, but content next time, and we're looking forward to giving you that mini reading.